WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Recordings by clarinetist Alvin Batiste have been so few and so belated, every new Batiste album is an event, but some are more eventful than others. His first record, from 1984, featured adaptations of his symphonic and chamber music for a small electric group. It was okay, but didn't show off his jazz chops. By contrast, his follow-up, Bayou Magic on the India Navigation label, is loose and improvisational. Batiste's dry sound is his own, but his leaps across wide intervals recall early New Orleans virtuosi like Alphonse Picou, for whom one piece on the album is named. Batiste knows clarinet traditions, but his playing has also been influenced by saxophonists. His zigzag melody, Aerophonics, has the sort of sharp angles pioneered by Anthony Braxton. I like the way Batiste's raspy attack offsets that geometric line. The roughness he sometimes displays works in his favor. I also like the tough and plosive sound of Herman Jackson's drums. On most of the album, Batiste and Jackson are joined by pianist Emile Vallette and bassist Chris Severin. Alvin Batiste also sounds inspired by saxophonist John Coltrane's modal improvising, but the sort of sweeping lines Coltrane played take on a different character when translated to clarinet. Batiste makes the connection explicit by playing one of Coltrane's favorite ballads, Billy Eckstine's I Want to Talk About You. Alvin Batiste plays that composition much faster than Coltrane. He's in an exuberant mood on his new album, where most every tune is up-tempo. One of the slow change-ups is Sun Song, a duet with its composer, Alvin's son Maynard Batiste. On two numbers from his new album, Alvin Batiste weaves his clarinet around a programmed synthesizer track. He updates the way horns interact in a traditional New Orleans jazz band. Thank you. That synthesizer has been programmed to approximate the sound of a clarinet. You wouldn't mistake it for the real thing, but it's a rare example of an ersatz instrument effectively complementing a real one. In a way, that music is typical of Alvin Batiste's new album. The idea is simple, and the execution is a little rough, but it's spirited enough to win you over.